You can see here that the physician used the 0.9x ADL catheter to make two passes. The first pass at 50-40 and the second pass at 60-60. So there was a stepwise increase in the laser setting here. In this case, the physician certainly could have done a couple more passes. This is actually a conversation that if you were in the lab that you could have with the physician. Because this is a CTO case, and we know that for coronary CTOs, they're really hard to treat, and even if we do treat them, they have a poor success rate. So in this case, you could have offered some advice, for example, to say, maybe you could do a couple more passes, doctor, maybe even 4 or 5 passes here, because every time that you can make a pass with the ALCA catheter, you're debulking just a little bit more with the laser, and you're modifying that plaque morphology underlying that CTO just a little bit more. In this case, you can see that the doctor actually had very good results just with 2 passes. He did not elect to place a stent here. We don't necessarily advocate for either no stent being placed or with stents being placed, but we do know that with the ALCA, with the laser atherectomy, we're giving physicians more options. In this case, he did post-dilate with a 2.5 by 20 millimeter Maverick balloon at low pressure with no plaque shift to the diagonal. And then he further ballooned the diagonal with a 1.5 by 15 millimeter Maverick.